This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosie Brick said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
I really wish I could start ENN by reading out Chris Carlin's last text to us.
Yes, I just...
Hey. Michael, did you read it?
Yeah, I did.
Not as amused?
I was very amused. I don't think it would be amusing to say it on the air.
Oh, it would be amusing. It would be problematic.
There would be two things I did today that could end my career.
Well, the first one didn't come close to ending your career.
Well, I wanted to end the career because, if you can't hit the fastball anymore, why are you in the big leagues?
That's a great point.
Hey, listen, I call hockey games where you're speaking very fast and you're talking about, a puck and stick. Be surprised what sometimes comes out.
Interesting.
Puck and stick.
Right. Not together.
That's the title of his fourth book.
Ooh.
Puck and Stick.
Replace a letter and it's a completely different word.
And a completely different book.
It's stuck and pick. Guys, let's start off ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
Be well. You say hello to.
And good evening to Don.
No, it's doing real well.
Yeah. And good evening to Greeny.
Thank you, Marcellus.
Yes, sir, brother.
Mike and back. We're just smacking Moon Woman.
We're going to play Carlin's or no?
Do we have Carlin's?
I'm sure it's somewhere, but we can't play it.
I want to hear Greeny's one more time. I got to try to get to the bottom of this.
Thank you, Marcellus.
Yes, sir, brother.
Mike and back. We're just smacking Moon Woman.
Mike back in one moment.
No. Oh, let me hear it one more time. Hold on.
Thank you, Marcellus.
Yes, sir, brother.
Mike and back. We're just smacking Moon Woman.
Yeah, but Don.
See, Marcellus threw
hold
him
on.
Off.
Hold on. It's one thing, Don, when I said if you know taking off your penalty's a helmet, blah, 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 whatever, penalty's a helmet. Don, he didn't say words backward. He was removing syllables from different words and swapping them together. It's almost like he became Rain Man. It's almost genius. To take, two words and take the front from one and the back from another. One more time. This is fantastic.
Thank you, Marcellus.
Yes, sir, brother.
Mike and back. We're just smacking Moon Woman.
We're back in just one moment. Everything got messed up.
It's not right. It's really, really not right.
But it makes you feel good, Michael, right? And you hung on the rim a little bit.
How so?
When we had Greeny on and he played that because he brought a clip. And you're like, well, at least I was using the English language.
Wow.
You not only did you feel better, you went at him.
Well,
unfortunate. That's my job on the show. If I can't do that, then really, what is my purpose? I can't.
Anyway, Michael just got out in front of it, but I found this out from Michael, so that's pretty classy.
Guys, we have a Final Four. Houston, the 2 seed. Baylor, the 1 seed. UCLA, the 11 seed, and Gonzaga, another 1 seed. Let's hear from our very own Jay Billis on SportsCenter. Does Gonzaga have a weakness that can be exploited?
I don't think they have a weakness. It's just that if they don't play their best and a team like Baylor plays its best, they can certainly be beaten. Anybody can be beaten if they don't have a good day. But Gonzaga has so many different weapons. They can score from so many points on the floor, and they're so focused on what they're doing. Like, I don't think the undefeated record is going to factor into this. I think those guys are smart enough to know that at the end of the regular season going into the NCAA tournament, everybody has to go undefeated to win a national championship. So it really doesn't matter. It's only these games, and they have to win two more to win a national title. History will go along with it. But I think they're focused just on winning the national championship, not on the undefeated season.
How do you think this season will be remembered? I mean, I believe, I don't know what the Vegas odds are at this point, guys, but Gonzaga has to be as heavy a favorite in a Final Four to win the whole thing as there can be. I mean,
well, the only other favorite that might have been as big a favorite lost in UNLV, right?
Right, exactly. So, I mean, they're as big a favorite as you could be. How do you think this gets remembered if they finish off for the undefeated season?
Well, I don't think that they could be looked at as the best team that ever played, but they, you know, by being undefeated, they'll be in the conversation, you know, and people will take a deeper look at their program over the last 5 years, and you could say, wow, it's pretty special. But I don't think that this Gonzaga team would have beaten any of the UCLA teams, any of them.
But here's the problem with COVID and everything that went down. If they finished undefeated, then you have to be in the conversation of the greatest teams that ever played. I mean, there hasn't been an undefeated season since Indiana in 76, right? Mm-hmm. But they won't be. Because it was that kind of season. And that's a shame.
I don't know if it's because of COVID. I just don't. Mike Vaccaro had a really good column today in the Post about it, that they're not that team. They're not that type of team. I don't think they would beat the 76 Indiana team or the 75 Indiana team, which might have been better than the 76 Indiana team, but lost. And the UCLA teams with Walton and Alcindor, I just don't think that they're in that class.
But I'm just talking about, like, that's really in-depth stuff, but obviously they have to be in the conversation because they went undefeated, if they do indeed go undefeated. But, and I don't think any championship that's been won during the pandemic should be looked upon with an asterisk or anything like that. But when you start comparing teams' greatness over other teams' greatness, that's when the pandemic is going to knock them out, right? Because it was unusual and different circumstances. Would they have had an undefeated season if it was a normal college basketball year? You know, it's unfair. But listen, Michael, as good, the Dodgers were a great team last year. They're not going to be compared one of the greatest teams, because how do you explain 60 games?
Michael?
Yep.
What do you have an issue with Don saying asterisk? People say that. What's your feeling? People say it.
It's not like he owns other stuff, which we're not even going to get into, and Andrew has a list of it, but you can't jump him on. It's asterisk, but
Andrew,
many people say asterisk.
Andrew, do you have asterisk on the list?
No, I don't, and that list is long gone.
I corrected a lot of those ills, right? I just didn't like the fact it was kept from me. How would you feel about it, Peter?
Not good. I mean, I'd be like you now. I'd appreciate the humor in it now, but at the time, it would be embarrassing. It wouldn't be what you want. Let's move on to the NBA.
I say grin and bear it now.
Instead of?
Grit and bear it. Mm.
Andrew, I've got to start writing them down, because there's some, I got to be honest, that infuriate me.
Still?
Can you remember
there's
any?
Some that you just said, I mean, you don't listen.
Please.
Can you remember one?
No,
please.
I don't remember one.
Please.
Next time he does, you're not going to get mad if I say that's
no,
one.
No, I'm begging you right now to do it. I don't say could care less anymore.
Well, you can. He's actually wrong on that, because
a lot of people do that.
It's a saying. But
No. Wait, I'm not wrong on it. It's a saying that is consistently misused
but you're fighting
just like
against
could have went, which is the height of butchering the English language, and everybody does it, not just Don.
No, you do it too, Peter. I do.
Could have went.
Hold on. Gone and went is a grammar issue.
Right.
Could care less is not a grammar issue.
Yes, it is. It's incorrect. If you could care less, then you could care
less.
That's
not a grammar issue. That's a meaning issue.
It is, because it should be you couldn't care less.
But that's not a grammar issue.
Of course it's grammar. Any usage of word is grammar.
But everybody knows what you mean when you say it.
Okay, so that.
But I think I've calmed that one down.
Andrew,
the asterisk thing is, I just, at the time I was saying it, I couldn't remember what the right one was, because so everybody says it differently.
Why are you stirring it up, Peter? We've been in a good place.
Now I'm annoyed with you, though, because you're being Captain Literal Man on the word grammar. But I could care less. You don't like that it's a saying that, in fact, doesn't make literal sense. But that doesn't change the fact that it is the saying.
But it doesn't make
sense.
But
you're fighting something you can't win.
Well, because what you're saying is, you couldn't care less about this. But when you say I could care less, then you're actually not saying what you want to say.
I understand, but you're getting into semantics.
It's almost illiterate.
It would be like you say thank you and someone has to say you're welcome. What does your welcome even mean? What does that have to do with my thank?
Welcome.
You are welcome to do what?
You are welcome for saying that.
welcome for saying it. What the hell does that mean?
But you're going off on a different
My point is, no, I'm getting into the literal translation. It doesn't make sense.
You could care less.
I get it.
You're not saying what you want to say.
Don, do you hear what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. I think it's so wrong. It's been said so many times that now it's just not something you correct anybody on anymore.
And except for Michael. Now, Andrew.
I don't correct people. You guys don't listen when I say could have went is wrong.
No, I try. To say it. That's I'm not trying. I'm trying. I'm just dumb. Working.
I try.
My parents.
Nah, sometimes it drops out, but I think we both make a concerted effort.
My parents.
But we all ended up
me.
Here, Michael.
We're all here.
We're making it work for us.
But my parents hate me when they hate when I say the went instead of gone. That those things. My parents are such grammar snobs.
You know,
so
it's called being educated. You went to school for a reason.
Yeah,
could have went.
Get a job. Thank you.
Could have went doesn't sound that bad to me.
But
who made up these rules? I'd like to talk to him. Who is John J. Grammer? Andrew, do you remember any of other the Donisms that just give us one?
No, no. This will be fun.
I really don't.
Just one.
Don mentioned the one of Grit and Barrett.
Please, one more, please.
What was another one? I remember for whatever reason he used to.
Fran Tarkington.
That one, Fran. Yeah, he would put.
What was the one you were going to say, though? Not that.
Another name. When we'd have Bud Selig on, Don, for some reason, would call him Bud Selick. An I-C-K at the end.
I do the
Don, that's a good one. Bud Selig is good. I like it. All right, let's get to the NBA. Russell Westbrook the other night on Monday night went off 35-21-14. I think it's the first triple-double with someone to ever hit 35 points and 20 assists in a game. And Stephen A. Smith said he doesn't really care about Russell Westbrook's stats.
Westbrook's numbers last night mean absolutely nothing to me because even though that's great numbers, that's what Westbrook can do. We all know this. He's a former league MVP. He's the most athletic point guard we have ever seen in NBA history. Bradley Beal and you are in the backcourt together and y'all are 17-28 in the Eastern Conference. I mean, damn. You've played with some great, great players over the years, some talent, and not a single title to show for it. If I'm going to look at everybody else, whether it's LeBron and Kyrie and Steph and everybody else, I got to look at that too. The numbers are the numbers. That's Russell Westbrook. He can do that to anybody. But I'm at a point in time in his career where it's like, it ain't about that no more. It's about whether or not you can get to another level to win the chip.
When did championship become chip?
Oh, it's been a while. That's why I want my chips. Before that.
Really?
But yeah, I want my chip. Now, I never heard I want my chips with the dip, so bring them dips.
I only remember chips when Toronto. Michael, do you remember? Before Toronto?
No.
Going for the chip? No, it's been like 5, 6 years, 7 years. Chip's been a thing.
I like it.
Well, you like chips.
Who
Don,
does?
I just sent you something that I think will make you laugh out loud.
Is this from DiPietro?
Yeah. Which it can't translate to TV, though. I just sent it to Peter, so he knows about it.
All right. I'm going to punch this up here.
Go ahead. I'm not trying. I'm trying. I'm just dumb. That is good.
Heavily salted snack chips, yes.
That's, listen. And you know what's sick about him? He probably just saw me. He probably just saw me futzing with this Hank Aaron card and said, "Peter, baseball card. That's funny."
Now,
and then,
we should tell people he sent a picture of an extraordinarily corpulent baseball player. I guess from the Japanese league. The guy looks like he's 400 bills.
No,
he looks like he's a professional baseball player.
Yeah, and I don't think he's that heavy, Michael. He's probably
got his stomach hanging over his belt.
All right, he's probably 300.
Well, he's 300 and looks like he's about 5'8".
Right, that's right. And he
Think
said
about Pablo Sandoval at his biggest and then add 50 pounds.
Right, and Rick texted me, said, "I just found Peter's rookie card."
It's not true, by the way. I do have a rookie card. It's on. You can find it on eBay. It's a Topps card.
Okay.
How dare you, Rick? How dare you? Westbrook responded, by the way, kind of. He said, "I don't say much. I don't like to go back and forth about people. But one thing I won't allow to happen anymore is to let people create narratives and constantly just talking bleep for no reason about me because I lay it on the line every night and I use my platform to be able to help people all across the world." And then Westbrook's wife chimed in on Instagram on a comment to this post, or to this a post with Stephen A's words. It said, "I don't know how many times I have to be minding my own business and randomly be subjected to you slandering my husband." I mean, listen, guys, I got news for you. I get it. I'm not saying you shouldn't be annoyed. It's annoying. But Stephen A is a professional sports commentator, and your husband is a really famous athlete. Like, that's, he's not taking a personal, he's not saying, "I hate his guts, you're ugly, your sister smells, and she has no fishing rod." He's simply saying your play is disappointing to him. It's not that big a thing. But I get why it'd be frustrating.
You just feed the beast when you do the stuff.
I know, yeah. Guess what? You gave a whole spiel earlier about not feeding the beast, and then in doing so, you almost derailed yourself. You got so worked up.
How did derail myself? What did I say?
You simultaneously proved the point of how difficult it was while telling Durant to not get upset about it.
Right.
I relate it to you. I mean, I'm not knocking for it.
It is very difficult.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tiger Woods, the L.A.'s county sheriff, says they've determined the cause of Tiger's accident, but they won't tell us what that reason is. So now people are speculating, prescription drugs, blah, 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 this, that. And I'm sure people are going to speculate until we get an answer.
Now, a lot of people brought this up on Twitter, and it could be the case. It could be the HIPAA laws. It could be something physical. And if they say it, then they're violating his rights.
It definitely could be that. Listen, remember, he had surgery, 3 weeks before the accident? So the possibility of prescription drugs, I mean, it's obviously out there. Two new Deshaun Watson lawsuits filed, bringing the total to 21. Simultaneously, Watson's attorney, what's his name, Michael?
Rusty Harden.
He also presented a letter today with the testimony of 18 different massage therapists saying how great a client Deshaun Watson is. So for those keeping track, that means we know he's gotten massages from at least 39 people, which to me, I don't think you're helping the case when you put that letter out there. I really don't.
See, I can't even grasp this. I despise massages. Can't stand them.
How is that true?
I don't like to be touched by strangers. I don't like
So you're the exact opposite, because he clearly likes being touched by strangers.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Never have been, never will be.
Speaking of which, we should probably, that's a perfect transition to the number 15 seed in the Don region in Drop Madness. You'll understand when we get there. Drop Madness brought to you by our good friends at Wendy's. Gosh, I love Wendy's. It's an absolute delight. And quality is our recipe over at Wendy's. Wendy's, we got you. All right, we will start out with results in the Michael K region, where the 2 seed advances.
But I'm a bad teammate. Both of you take a walk. We'll be back. No music out.
The 2 seed wins 57-43 over the 3 seed.
You're an idiot. Your sister smells, and she's ugly. I should have campaigned for that, but yesterday broke me.
More chalk in the Peter region. The 2 seed advances. Tom Thibodeau over the 6 seed.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
Which brings us to the Don region, where it's happened. The 15 seed, the aforementioned 15 seed, has advanced.
God, I had a soft salami over at Katz. It's to die for.
Which means with the 53-47 victory from soft salami, we say goodbye to the 6 seed.
So that's my list today on Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of February.
And that's not the only...
Soft salami was terribly seeded.
That's not the only drop I'm sorry to see go today. Griffin is done in the tournament.
Let your wings fly. Let you fly.
A 63-37 loser to this half-ass drop.
Don't scream at me on
this show. Defend them.
And that will do it for Drop Madness and ENN on this Wednesday, March 31st.
Tomorrow's opening day, we'll be on at 2, as we always are. Remember, in the 2 o'clock hour starting on Monday, giving away $500 each day for a month, totaling $10,000 to say thank you for listening in the new hour. So that's important to us. We'll be all over the Yankees and the Blue Jays when that game is over. Preview the Mets and the Nationals as they have the national game at night. Also hopefully. Opening day for the Mets. Yeah, hopefully. So it's been a fun show. Chris Carlin's coming up next. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes, I'm afraid. It's time for goodbye again. Enjoy the basketball, everybody. Tonight, see ya.
I mean, damn.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.